in sports. Now, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has now apologized for condoning fans for throwing trash at the ref. That apology probably brought in by the possibility of a fine from the NFL. So that's that. What else in sports? Trying to think. Which story do I go to next? The fact that Mike Tomlin now, with the retirement of Big Ben, says all options are on the table at quarterback in 2022. He enters the offseason without knowing who will be the quarterback. Pretty big game set up for this weekend. The Packers against the 49ers. That should be a fun game to watch this weekend. What else? How about Odell Beckham? He made an additional $500,000 with what he did in the game the other night. $500,000. Since Thanksgiving, when the Rams acquired him, he's caught 6 touchdown passes. Good for him. And I watched yesterday on the NFL Network the Peyton and Eli Manning broadcast. I love those. I hope ESPN does all the games next year with them because they have guests on. They're insightful. They're funny. There's slips of the people say things they shouldn't say. You get to see the game. It's just a lot of fun. Well, this past week, following Matthew Stafford's touchdown pass to Odell Beckham Jr. in the first quarter for the Rams to take the early lead, Eli Manning tossed it to Peyton to break down the touchdown. But unfortunately, he didn't hear anything and he had a slip-up. And Peyton blurted out, "I can't hear blank." Then Eli was forced to kill time with Larry Fitzgerald while Peyton got his setup back. Peyton would later apologize for cursing. "I got so excited on that fade to Odell, my mic busted," Peyton Manning said. That's not the first time that the Manning cast has caused an issue with an expletive deleted. Eli Manning threw up the double middle fingers during one of the simulcasts, talking about the Dallas Cowboys. "You go, Philly. You're getting a double bird right away from a 9-year-old kid," he said while raising the 2 clenched fists. I love the guys. Eli Manning's gesture reported earned 3 SEC complaints. But they're just fun to watch. It's just a great way to watch a football game. The Manning cast. And now Eli's got all these commercials on TVs. Frank's Red Hot Sauce. And there's a great commercial with his brother, again, Peyton. Victor Cruz. A whole bunch of things about going to the Super Bowl with the bus. They got it going. No doubt about it. They have it going, the Mannings. In basketball, it's no longer the Knicks that are the laughingstock of the NBA. It is the Los Angeles Lakers. And your coach is in the hot seat. They beat Utah Jazz 105-95, but it's just not a good season for the Lakers. They have a 22-22 record, 7th in the Western Conference, and they have an all-star lineup. All-star. Doesn't get you everything. All right, in sports action that took place yesterday, the Bruins took on the Hurricanes and fell 7-1. Connecticut took on Butler in basketball, defeating them 76-59. The Knicks fell to the Timberwolves 112-110. in the National Hockey League. The Lightning over the Kings, 6-4. All right. Those are the scores we have. That's it. Sorry. Can't do any more than that. Not much else going on other than football. But that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.